Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey y'all, I'm Moni and you're mixing with Moni, okay? Welcome to my weekly mixer where I take your favorite Bravo shows, TV news, and hot topics, mix it with my opinions and some of my friends' opinions, a little shade, and sometimes a cocktail or two. I'm bringing in my POC perspective to shows we all love. Let's mix it up. Hello, 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 all you beautiful and wonderful mixologists out there. It is your girl, Moni, and you are mixing with Moni, okay? I'm in a great mood because it's a great day. I'm doing this live from my classroom. The kids are doing other things, and I am just very excited to introduce this guest for today. I have one of the funniest, the most amazing, talented people that you could ever know in the Bravo world. Amy Phillips. You've seen her on Watch What Happens Live. You probably have seen her parodies or her impersonations of these housewives, and they are magical. They are amazing. And she's here to talk some housewives. We're still going to talk about her impersonations. We're also going to get into these three episodes that happened this week. We talk Salt Lake City, we talk Potomac, and we talk part one of the Beverly Hills reunion and other things. And Amy just, she delivers. Yeah, I'm so excited to be back and to be giving y'all everything that I feel and really letting Amy like take the lead and not just give us impersonations, but give us opinions about what's going on, the criminality of it all, the shade of it all, what's happening on our screens, where do we go from here, all that and so much more with Amy Phillips, host of Reality Checked on Radio Andy on Sirius XM, and just all around amazing comedian and cookbook writer, kind of like Teresa Giudice, but like real, like she spelled everything right, like ingredients. I don't know. Anyways, thank y'all so much for listening. Coming up next, Amy Phillips. Enjoy. All right, guys, as promised, I am here with a guest that I'm so excited about. I honestly could not even think. Most of the day, I made it through because the children's education is at stake. So I did, in fact, do my job. But please know I was very distracted while educating the future adults of America because the guest I have today, you've seen her on Watch What Happens Live. You've seen her doing incredible impersonations of housewives. And she's an incredibly talented host of Reality Checked on Radio Andy, available on Sirius XM. Amy Phillips is here. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for doing this.
I'm so excited. This is awesome. Thank you for having me. We're like wearing the same color. We're totally vibing.
We're doing a blue thing. It's like, it's a whole thing. And of course, I have to plug them because I love them so much. And you know, we're all about women supporting women over here.
Yes.
You just had the Real Moms of Bravo on your, on your show, like right before hopping on here. And that
literally
is just
right
such
before.
A great little parallel. I love them too. They were on my show all the time. I just did their show when Vanessa was out of town. So it's like a whole like little universe. And I love that about the Bravo sphere.
I do too. And I like being plugged into it. It's very cool. It's like the coolest people.
Yes, we can always just kind of do that. And I want to, of course, get your thoughts and touch down on all things housewives, the Potomac of it all, the Salt Lake City and the Beverly Hills. But first, we have to talk about the impersonations. They're legendary, as everyone knows. Andy literally asks you to do them sometimes on demand. Is that difficult?
It's so fun. I like it. No, I like it. It's is it difficult? Like when I'm on Watch What Happens Live,
like
it's
to
really
do it
fun.
On demand. Is it difficult?
It's just like I get nervous before doing the shows, certainly. But when I'm in the moment, and if I can just be present,
Yes, that's
then it's
it.
Just fun. It's just fun, you know. And if it's if it like I suppose if it's a an impression that I haven't done in a while, and then like and I haven't wasn't expecting that coming my way, that could throw me off. But let's just hope for the best, you know. Let's
right,
just hope
right.
that I can keep it coming.
Like y'all, there are wigs, there are props, there are puppets.
Oh my god!
I just there are the so puppets. Many things. The commitment to the delivery. It's like not even just in the personality. It is like the whole costume and everything. Though it is literally like a minute long Instagram video. So the amount of production that goes into it is unbelievable. You're Lisa Barlow.
Yes, Lisa Barlow. Yes.
Your Lisa Barlow is iconic for me. It is where it's like the first one I think I ever saw. You do. It was like on Watch What Happens Live a long time ago. And I was just like, what is happening? I thought she was on the show. And I was like, I wouldn't know if Lisa was on the show. I usually post like the schedule. I usually watch for Lisa. But no, that is a different white woman. And it is not Lisa. But she has Lisa down packed. And I really enjoy that.
Thank you. I love that. I love that. I love that.
And you and Lisa Barlow both. How does one realize that they are good at portraying other people, especially housewives? Because they have such different and major personalities. Like, how do you stumble into this?
Well, I don't. It's an interesting question because it seems like the housewives are always going to give us. They are the epitome of, you know, charismatic, over the top personalities. Mm-hmm. And where else are you going to find that? You know, I used to do celebrity impressions, and I still kind of dabble in it here and there, but I used to do impressions of celebrities. But, and I mean, not to take away from our Bravo celebrities that they're not celebrities. Of course they are. Let's just be clear about that. But
sometimes bigger.
Yes. In our world, of course. But I kind of started to sway in that direction where I'm like, no, this is where it is. This is where, you know, the gold is, these personalities, mm-hmm. these characters. You know, at the beginning, the Ramona Singer of it all, and like the Lisa Vanderpumps. Ooh. And it just sort of is like, you can't write this stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but really, it's just like, I just had to go in that direction. And honestly, I can't stop, won't stop. I'll just keep going.
I love it.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Do you ever impersonate housewives that you don't like are you like an equal opportunity impersonator, or do you kind of stick to those who you think will take it in good jest or that you're fond of?
No, I just do whoever I want to do, despite any judgment that I have towards them, or despite if I think they're going to take it the right way or wrong way. I try not to think about it, and I just try and celebrate whatever is there, you know.
Yeah.
It's gotten harder over the years, you know, because need I say more? A little more difficult to celebrate some of the housewives. But that makes my job harder. It's like,
yes.
I'm like, I want to laugh with you. I want to laugh at you, but I don't want to like hate you. So,
right.
So, you know, at least, but the good news is that there's no lack of housewives, and there's no lack of a revolving door.
That's true.
There's always going to be more. And I take a lot of, you know, hope in that even though a lot have let us down, that in the future, there will always be more, and
yes.
That's fine. And I'll just keep going.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's difficult when, you know, we're all kind of discussing whether or not they're, you know, dabbling in crimes. It's like, okay, well, it'll make it hard, but
right.
I appreciate the commitment. Is there any housewife that you haven't done or that you wish, like, because they're not on anymore, that you, like, either miss doing or wish you could do?
Oh, that are not on anymore. That's a good question. Like a classic throwback. You know, I've never done like Jill Zarin. I've never attempted to do her. So that would be a fun one to do. I jumped right into doing Ramona Singer and like Sonia and Bethany and Luann. I just kind of skipped right over Jill. And the next thing you know, she wasn't on the show anymore. So I think that would be fun to maybe do like a classic throwback and try to see if I can do a Jill.
That's the
one. That's good.
Yeah.
That is so good.
Well, that would, you know, it doesn't take a lot of talent to do that.
That is the exact octave, like pitch right there. That's it, baby.
Thank you. No, y'all, please go watch on her Instagram right now. I know you already are, but just in case, like, and it's the scenarios for me that are like, they didn't happen. And it's just like, wow, way to channel this energy. I'm really into this. It's like Erica at Christmas or something like that. And that you did.
Oh, the Erica. Okay. So It was Kyle. Remember when Kyle had that Christmas dinner at her house?
Uh-huh.
And she cooked, and then they all, like, got food, and that's when she had that headband on, and that's when Sutton was starting to kind of start going at her, but they didn't get too far. So I kind of recreated that, but I made it more about, like, you know, just, like, how this
stuffing is disgusting.
Or, like, I think it was Dorit that was like, Erica, you know, this food is gross. Like, I can't take it anymore. It became more about the Christmas dinner than it was actually about, yes. like, hey, we're all talking to lawyers because, you know, you put us in this position of
very afraid.
Something going on. Yeah, we're very afraid.
I love it. I mean, I wish that's what Beverly Hills used to be, you know, before we dabbled in crimes. So speaking of.
Yes, that is
now,
very true.
I'd love for us to get into the meat and potatoes, the housewives, the yes. Salt Lake City of it all. Starting mm-hmm. there because it's a slow burn. We just started.
Yeah.
It's still very early into the season. What are you thinking so far? There's two sides that most people are on watching Salt Lake City. They're either like, it's boring, wake me up when people get arrested and the feds are here with the helicopters. And there are people who are like, Caterergate. I'm loving it. Give me more. Like, I love that there's other drama outside of just the feds and the helicopters and people getting
yes,
arrested.
Yes, the latter. Absolutely. Okay. The latter. I'm here for it 100%. I think that it's such a solid show. And even though they're coming into the Housewives franchise so many, 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 many years later, then they know how, mm-hmm. you know, they know how to make the product. They know, like, what to do.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes that can seem a little contrived. But with that said, they still are really interesting characters, some that you can love, some that you can love and hate, some that you can, you know, find annoying but still celebrate. And I enjoy that. I like Meredith. I was really here for that Jen and Brooke sit down the other day. I was here for that.
I was too.
You were too? I was really like, oh, this is exciting. And I also love Jen. Like, I don't want our housewives to, like, go to jail. You know, I don't think they do either. No, they don't. I don't want them to be in trouble. And it's so tough because I'm like, Jen is such a great housewife. Like, she really is a great housewife. She really pushes it and pushes it and pushes it and pushes it to the point where you're like, oh my God, say you're sorry.
Right.
Or don't. And, like, move on. Like all good housewives do. And I'm like, you know what to do and how to do it. And then when she gives her apology, I, like, genuinely believe her. And I love mm-hmm. that. And that's the thing. Like, I go on this emotional roller coaster with her because I am invested. And so, like, for me with Jen, I'm like, I'm not looking forward to the helicopters coming because I don't want her to get in trouble. Like, I'm fascinated by it. Of course, we're all fascinated by it. But I'm kind of dreading it because I don't want to really believe that, you know, allegedly she, you know, had something to do with scamming senior citizens with some of the stuff. I'm not looking forward to that. I kind of want to stay where we are, which is, like, Jen is a great housewife character. Like, I just really think it's good. And I don't know. I also think Sharif is, like, setting up surveillance cameras in their house and is, like, the one who took her down. But that's neither here nor there.
Whoa. Okay, theories. First of all, we love conspiracy theories over here on Mixing with Mani. We absolutely do. So fully support okay. that. I need absolutely no evidence and I'll believe almost anything. It's very easy for me to do. So now I'm going to be looking in every episode like,
Well, you know,
cameras?
He was shoveling that snow for a long time without a coat. And I think he was up there putting cameras up. And I don't know. I think Sharif is too smart. And I think he knows what's going on. And I don't think that I think he wants out of that marriage and has wanted out of that marriage for a very long time. And that's also tough to watch because he's talking to Jen and he's just like, yeah, I hear you. I wasn't there at your dad's funeral. I also want to get out of this marriage. Like, I just really think that he does not want to be there anymore. It just seems like that to me. Do you get that vibe?
I sometimes do. I mean, with everything that happened last year, I think that you either have to be the most patient person in America, like in the world even, or you are so numb to it that, like, it either doesn't affect you or you have an exit strategy in order for mm-hmm. you to basically maintain what you maintained last year. Because if at my own birthday party, mm-hmm. my spouse delivered that kind of performance and now you have to leave, like, they have to leave my mm-hmm. party that they threw me because they're acting out that much.
Yeah.
And his calm level was, like, inexplicable.
I don't care how
long you've been married. Like, that's going to upset anybody.
I don't get it. I agree.
So you either are on your way out or you're just like, I don't know, tranquilizers, weed, something. Like, something is going on.
Something. Yes. He's as Meredith says, he's disengaged. Like, he is gone. He has to be. Because if she's very emotional, like, one of the most emotional housewives I've ever seen. Like,
yeah.
She's constantly hyperventilating and saying she's sorry. Which I love. It makes for great drama. But, yes, I am a little concerned, and I'm not looking forward to Jen being exposed for what's happening allegedly, but I am 100% here for it. And wow, that trailer for the show for the season is epic. It's epic.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I fall in the middle. It's like, I am very much here. Like, I know why I came here, because they gave it to me early. I kind of disagreed with that decision. I did not want to see all 2 minutes of that beforehand.
Oh, good point.
I feel that if I didn't know, to me, it's just like Lucy Apple Juicy. If we knew nothing, we would have been fine with that season to me. And if I knew nothing of Jen getting arrested or having the helicopters come, I would have thought that this season was off to a good start. We were doing fine. And then, like, in the middle of the cast trip, I'm like, oh, well, you know, there's going to be drama on the cast trip. Then there's an arrest. I'm like, oh, there's going to be drama on the cast trip. Like, that's very, like, big energy. To me, I would not have given that all away, because you've never had the FBI come to a filming event. And I just think we need to cherish that. Like, hold on to it a little bit longer.
I could not agree with you more. And I say this all the time. Like, I feel like we are on the same page. The spoilers that we get now for Housewives is such a bummer. It's a two-edged sword. Is that
double-edged sword? Mm-hmm.
Double-edged. Thank you, God. I'm really turning into Ramona. So I just really feel like, over the course of the years, like, before social media, you know, we would be surprised what would happen.
Right.
You know, they would give us a trailer, but for the most part, they would play their cards closer to the vest, and things would unfold a little more organically and in real time. Now we're just kind of, we get it, and we know what's going to happen, and everyone's in a tizzy because it's very exciting, but at the expense of us, you know, now losing the excitement of how it would have naturally unfolded in the season had we not known. And I hate that. I really hate that. I wish we could go back to the old way of doing things, where we could just, like, see it unfold and we'd all be experiencing it together. Our minds would be blown. Can you imagine? It would be so much better.
I think even Cateragate would have been, like, crazy to me. Like, I said on my podcast last week, if we did not see the receipts already, because, like, Lisa and the catering company or whatever, like, they both released the receipts of, like, the conversation. That used to be a moment on Housewives reunions when the receipts would come out, go, oh, I have the text.
Right.
And Annie's like, give me the phone. Do you have the text? And then it was, like, a whole thing. Like, I've uncovered your entire lie, your rumor or whatever. Now, the same night, it got all dispelled. So why do I care? Yeah, you know, like, why do I care?
Right. Because now we've lived it.
Right.
Now we've lived it. So why do we need to show up at the reunion?
Right. So I'm like, Angie, maybe that's why you don't have a snowflake. I don't know. But, like, you can't let us know what you have up your sleeve quite yet.
That's such a good point.
How are you feeling about Jenny? She's a new snowflake holder. Do you think we could have afforded to have Angie on there too? Or is she giving good enough for right now?
So far, I like Angie. I'm terrified of her husband. I need to know more about where he's going with this narrative about having another child, having the knowledge that she has had, what did she say? 9 miscarriages? 7
My
miscarriages?
God, yeah. Like, stop putting her through that.
I cannot. For him to say that, I just am horrified that he would even consider her getting pregnant again after all that. You know, people have talked to me about it because I kind of went off about it because I was like, how could you do that? It's like, your wife, she's been through this much. Like, you can't set her up to, you know, but people think that maybe, you know, Jenny's kind of setting it up to where she wants him to have this conversation on camera and that he has another solution, whether it's a surrogate or whatever. But we do know that he talks about getting a sister wife. Maybe he's joking.
Honey.
That's in the previews, and I don't like any of that. So I would really like it if he didn't come out like a horrible monster, because I don't like what I'm seeing right now. She seems cool. I love her daughter. I think her daughter is super cute. The very one that funny. Likes the science.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny, very cute. And Angie came on the scene just ball busting housewife, ready to throw her 20-year friendship right under the bus. And
right?
I was like, damn, you are ruthless. Like, just ruthless.
Not the person who brought you on. You're just going to be like, well, thank you for bringing me here, but also, like, bye-bye.
Also, yeah. Also, exploit her, you know, and now we know that that's not really what happened with the caterers. Because I actually thought Lisa maybe did do something.
Oh, 1,000%. That's why I love her.
You did?
I thought she was capable. Mm-hmm. She's in the right place. Like, listen, I'm not going to apologize for the arena that I signed up to watch. Like, this is what I signed up for. I know that these women can be absolute narcissist, crazy people, and, like, the meanest, pettiest people ever. I could totally see her doing that. If that was, and that's why I stand.
And that's why, exactly, and why she stood up and left, too, because she was just like, I can't believe this. And she was, like, leaving. I'm like, whoa, you are so guilty. I mean, it looked so guilty, but it was just very, I guess, performative, if you want to call
figure
it
the housewives
world. But yeah, I was, I like Jenny. I thought Angie was an interesting moment that I didn't expect to have in the midst of a season where we already had some good stuff going on. So that was unexpected drama, which I really, really like. Angie, I guess maybe might just go off into the pasture, or I suppose. I don't know what's left there. I don't know what's going to happen now because Lisa's not going to film with her.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe that's why we didn't see her this episode, but also like why of all the things Salt Lake has like kind of exposed, we didn't know she was a friend of. She really came out of nowhere. And usually we know these things. Like Ascala was doing like full on press with the cast for Potomac. Like she was out doing things. So like everyone knew she was on there. And but like Angie's just out of nowhere. Hi. I'm here, gonna start some shit, and then I'm gonna dip. And it's like, oh. And I don't really think that they really got one past us, because I don't think they're really doing that anymore. I think that she's probably not sticking around for the long haul, so it wasn't even worth the mention, which is kind of fun if you think about it. Like, women just come light a match and leave.
It is kind of amazing.
Yes.
I would imagine that, like, Lisa Barlow is just like, I'm not gonna film with you anymore.
I'm done.
And then, she's done. And then Whitney's like, I don't know if I have time to film with you. And like, so now that's her cousin and new friend isn't going to like, you know, bring her into the mix. So I suppose that's a done deal. They wrapped that.
I roll at cousin. But anywho, I roll at cousin. Girl, Whitney, we're all your cousin. I don't know. But
I know. Everybody's my cousin. Yeah, we're all related at some point.
Sure.
It's just the facts.
Right. Like we have the same great, 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 great grandfather. I'm sure you do. Most of you do. She's like, you got to make sure you don't sleep with a cousin. Moving on, and speaking of Potomac briefly that I mentioned, we got to get into the Candace and Mia of it all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How would you impersonate this lettuce-throwing fight? Like, do you just toss it at yourself? Like, what happens there?
God,
because this is one of the better things that I've seen happen in a long time. I'm here for us throwing lettuce because no one gets hurt and no one gets fired.
You're right. No one gets hurt. And you know what? I not to shamelessly plug my cookbook, but I do have this Housewives parody cookbook that is called Cook It, Spill It, Throw It. And we literally, that moment with the
salad
throwing.
Boy, did you manifest.
I'm like, we need to do a second book because we have to do a salad based on this moment. Like, this is what it's all about because they're always throwing shit. But I did love a lettuce toss. I did love it. I also loved Karen Huger learning about what tossing the salad is.
Yeah.
And she was astounded.
Karen has been through so much in the 10 seconds that she's been in this house. She literally is like, I just showed up and I walk in. There is a whole fight. There is a salad literally being tossed in front of me. And G is making googly eyes and googly lips and tongue at me.
That was like, wild.
It is a lot. And I am actually feeling for Karen. She's been like a pro.
And then she did her pep talk to Mia. She always has a good pep talk. She's like, you can't leave. Because, I mean, and underneath that was like, you can't leave because this is the episode. Like, this is, you are sticking the landing. You are full on in a fight and we got to follow this story. You can't just leave. I love a Karen Huger pep talk. I love nothing more than that because it builds me up. I'm like, yes, Karen. Yes, I believe that. She's like, you have to find the strength within you. I'm like, yes. I just think Karen can walk on water. And I'm sure she thinks that too. Or at least walk on Surrey's. But I want that three-wick candle and it's nowhere to be found.
Listen, I really have a hard time with Potomac Women's Business Ventures because this is not the first time they have promoted something on the screen and it is not available for purchase by the time it
airs. What was the other thing?
Embellish, the hat.
Embellish wasn't ready?
It was not ready. It's been on back order forever and she had to send many emails on how to get it. You gotta be ready. I'm sorry. You know we're coming,
girl. No, I agree with you 100%.
Wendy can't even find her candles. I don't even know where they're at. I'm like, why are your whole storyline is a candle line and there is no candle line?
No. But that did not surprise me because she clearly didn't know.
But I want to do a 1 week versus a 3 week. I want to test the burn time. What if I have that kind of time on my hands?
What if we do? And I think that we do. And I think that we should.
Absolutely.
And they took that from us. They stole that opportunity from us because we should.
Like, can Wendy's one-wick candle fill up a room? Or is it simply meant for a bathroom? Is Karen's three-wick too strong for the room? Like, La Dame wasn't ready when it aired last year or 2 years ago. It wasn't ready then. And you have to be ready because I have dollars to spend behind my housewives. And I'd like it if you took them. I'm trying to give them to you.
When we're watching the episode, we can clearly go on your website and purchase immediately.
Immediately.
It's just... to think about the amount of money that has been lost, though, is what's the saddest part. Because you know that that would have been, like, just money in the bank.
Well, for
money
Wendy, we know. It's like 50K or 20K. And Eddie is like, I just pray for that man at night sometimes because he is stressed.
Eddie?
Yes. Because she literally was like, oh, you know, 20, 30,000. He's like, who's funded this? She goes, oh, you know me. And he's like, so us? My God. What's your business plan? I have a business. That's the plan. And he's like, what's your mission statement? Candles. And he's like, oh my God, you want me to put $20,000 behind like, and like not even an Excel spreadsheet, girl. You just did like a Word doc and put some bullet points on it and said, here is what I need money for. And he's like, okay.
She just opened notes and just was like, just typing in.
Right.
Speaking of money, what did you think of Mia dropping the amount of money that she makes per year, like $450K.
I mean, I like it. I'm sorry. Like, I know it's so gauche and it's too much.
It was tacky as hell and I freaking loved it.
And of course, if the seed money going into your businesses and when you started running your businesses was $10,000 for every hour you spent with the man you were going to end up marrying, I would hope you were making that kind of money. I want to know that it was worth it. Like, to me, I hear from her is honestly less reasons why it should sting that they call her a stripper. I don't care anymore. Like it's not longer a dig because
I hate that that was even a conversation.
It never should have been.
I hate that Candace is going off over that.
The amount of money that she's making now and where she's come from, like, listen, maybe I'm going the wrong direction. I don't know.
Just get an evening gown and talk to gentlemen callers for $10,000 for an hour. I think it's a genius. That's a business plan.
It is.
That is a business plan.
There are rumors. I don't expect you to know this. And the people who are listening are absolutely hating that I'm about to bring it up. But I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, I'm dying to know what you're going to
say. I live in the DMV, the DC area. So I'm here. Right. And it is rumored around the area what strip club Mia used to work at. And if it is true that she did work there, I can confirm they do not wear evening gowns. But there is a restaurant attached to the strip club that is like strictly over there. Mm-hmm. Like, and it does have I didn't see Steak and Lobster, but they do have great calamari. Like, there are dishes, like real food items to be served. And nice, attractive women who are not naked serving food on the other side. So it's very possible that's where she was.
Well, that's it.
Yes.
That's it.
I mean, the Steak and Lobster is a little bit of an exaggeration. But when I found out she worked there, I was like, okay, I can see it. And I will say, the time I did go, there was so much money made by a few of those strippers that my life changed by watching them become that rich. And they really? Were on. Oh, I swear to you, there were. So there's actually a person as she was performing her entertainment for a gentleman who was at least 3 feet away from her, but he was just throwing money at her. And she looked very like uninterested. There is a person when she's done who comes and rakes it up and puts it in a trash bag. A clear trash bag.
Okay.
It is that much money.
You can see.
And then they take it to the back for her. It was so much money. And then he went to the ATM and got more.
I am obsessed with the person who rakes up the money.
Yeah.
That's the job.
Right there. It was another lady entertainer.
Okay,
in her outfit and uniform, and she rakes it up.
I would gladly rake that money up and put it in a clear plastic bag.
And there was at least two gentlemen to just stand there and guard her while she did that raking, so you don't get any ideas.
Oh, God, they better. Yeah, no kidding.
Because I had an idea. A little bit. I didn't want to. And I was like, how do you just stand next to this much money and not go, ooh, like, you know?
I mean, even the best of us with the best of intentions would have been like, if I just grab that five, because, you know.
Yeah, so you go, Mia. I'm here for it.
I am too. I like Mia.
I don't believe that Candace would be responsible for her mother relapsing. I truly am nervous about her assigning that responsibility, because this is a show where that's simply impossible to have everything off limits all the time. But I do think that Candace's fighting confuses me, because she's like full on crying and yelling at the same time. And I'm like, this is coming from an insecure place. And she's not open to having that conversation. So it just seems to get worse and worse.
I bring up that point. I brought that point up this week too, about the crying so much. Because I'm like, when you cry and you're angry, typically one of those emotions subsides and the other one takes over.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it somehow she's able to like ride those parallel. And I don't know if it's a gift or a skill. It's unbelievable. Like her commitment to being still so mad and yet with the dabbing of the Kleenex. Like it's unbelievable. It's like it is a pageant skill. I'm wondering if in fact her pageant skill was like, I can cry and be angry at the same time, and neither emotion will break. I will keep them simultaneously going, which I know you can cry and be angry. Like, I mean, I'm not stupid. Like, obviously we all do that. Mm-hmm. But for the amount of time in which she does it, nothing ever breaks.
Yeah, she's bobbing lanes, like, back and forth, no problem. Like, she keeps switching. Yeah. Like, I'm crying, I'm yelling, I'm crying. And usually when I'm angry crying, I've now switched to crying, or I've switched back to yelling at people.
Switched back to, yes, exactly.
And she's like, can do it simultaneously. It's kind of a gift. And to end something on a positive note, I kind of am digging Karen and Giselle having a kiki about G making weird advances at Karen. I also love that that's who he went for.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Just think that
I do,
you know,
too.
Around a bunch of women, like young, beautiful women. He went after Karen. I said, you go, mama. Yeah.
Well, I thought about it. I have landed. I think Karen is, I love her look. And I was like, I want to look like that. If I could pick, I mean, it's hard. Ashley is so gorgeous. Giselle's fucking unbelievable. It's hard. But Karen's look is so, it's so unique, and I just love the brows. There's nothing, you can't get past me with those brows. Those brows are unbelievable. I'm obsessed.
Oh, yeah, no. Karen is having such a good season. Her glow up has been like something to behold. I think it's one of the best of all time.
I know. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I love Karen Huger. And she just always. Yeah. And the kiki between Giselle and Karen, I agree with you. It gave me like, I'm like, oh, this is so great. This is why their relationship is so.
The frenemy ship.
Yes. They know what they have. They're not stupid. Yeah. They know that they can kind of connect and they can go back to their, you know, arguing and getting a little like snippy with each other. But they have that love deep down inside. I believe it.
Yeah, they know. They have a good root, you know, together. But they also know that they absolutely need each other on this show. They're the only people who can spar against each other, period.
Yep.
And they are always time and a half for each other. And I absolutely love that.
They're varsity players.
Yes. And very quickly, we must touch a little bit on the Beverly Hills Part 1 reunion.
Yes.
It did not.
Oh, my God.
Everything didn't happen yet, but it was more than I expected from a Part 1. It made me truly believe maybe four parts is necessary. Because we have so much to unpack. And I didn't know it. I had no idea.
I know.
I had no idea that we're going to call Fancy my queen, like dying thirsty for relevancy. I scoffed. I laughed. I cackled. I howled. I said, wait, I know you're not talking to Fancy this way. And I just did a post today with her entire like filmography and then Dorit's like little line on Wikipedia of what her like career is. And it just says like on Housewives and wedding dresses. Yay.
I honestly was like looking around going, wait, you're not talking to, hold on a second. Let me just check this. I was actually confused. I had to rewind because I was like, what is she talking about?
Yes.
And also I was confused about whether she was talking about in the world or if she was talking about in the microcosm of the Real Housewives, if she's trying to be relevant on the show with creating a storyline. And I was like, you're wrong on both sides. It doesn't matter which even one you're talking about, because you're not even being clear about what you're saying.
Right.
Because you're talking so much and yet saying so little.
Yeah.
And yet both sides, you're just so dead wrong. And I was like, you're the one who's trying to be relevant in this situation with this non-existent storyline between a fight between you and Garcelle.
Right.
It's ridiculous. It always has been. And Garcelle has always been direct with her. And Garcelle was right. You want me to not say anything, but you don't like my jabs. Okay, so you want me to be direct, but you don't like my jabs. Well, which one is it? Because when she's doing jabs, she's being direct with you. I can't make heads or tails of that. All day long, I can't figure it out. It makes no sense to me.
I completely agree. I mean, Dorit, I don't even need to spend time on. I just think that whole performance was like the worst and the most ridiculous. So she had nothing else.
It was.
If she had not gone after Garcelle, they would have her and Rena would have no reason to talk for this entire first hour.
Exactly. 100%. And I'm like, well, you wrap it up because there's other things that we can talk about. That was just a waste of time.
Yes.
I was excited they even got to Erica stuff, that Andy was.
Right.
It was just like an interview from the get-go.
I was going to ask you, like, did you think that she was extra vocal? Because for some reason, I got both vibes. I felt like Erica kept inserting herself because she kind of wanted the camera to be on her and for someone to ask her something. Because she was like, she came on the defense. But Andy was like, so did I, girl. So he was ready too. And he was like, don't worry, we're coming to you. Look right now. Look right now. Because I was like, why does she talk when no one, like, she has nothing to do with her. But then he was like, well, great. If you're ready to talk, girl, I'm ready to listen. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Yeah, then let's go. Let's get through questions 1 through 10. Because you're like piping in. You're like, I show up, Garcelle. You show up. I show up. It's like,
who are you dating, Sutton? I'm like, what?
Not about, right?
Anyone should do what pleases.
We're talking about you for 4 parts. Like, just calm down.
Like, the MVP is here. Yeah, honey, because you have made yourself. Like, you keep playing. Like, you're going to exhaust yourself. And, I mean, I love that he's already kind of getting into that why didn't she leave him sooner? And, like, things like that. I love it when they break that fourth wall and he's going to be asking her, like, I know how much you make. And I really scoff at the fact, and so does most of America, that you think a reported from the New York Times $600,000 a season salary is something to like fall back on. I would love if that's my fallback plan. Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, unfortunately, yeah.
And to say that to your boss, like, unfortunately, this is my only job right now. Are you kidding?
No, 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 no.
Very, very scary.
Nope.
I don't love it. And I also didn't love the Halloween promos. Like, we get it, Kyle. You're an actress. So I love that they're just going to slit it in there. Like, what are you doing?
I didn't appreciate that either. I was like, no, that's... I don't even think she liked it. She was like, yeah, uh-huh, whatever. Like, it's so, mm-hmm. so inauthentic, but I was like, what?
And to bring Kathy out to do it, like, we don't think that Kathy Hilton was freaking Jason or whatever. Like, she was not there. Relax. Like, I think sometimes that we are just so dumb.
It didn't happen this morning. It happened 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Forget it.
I'm very excited for what is to come with Beverly Hills. Like, I remember just thinking last night watching it, like, oh my God, this is very good. And I was not expecting very good at all.
Not from part one. I thought we'd be snoozing to part three. But here we are.
And I was like, oh, oh, we're off. Okay. Like, y'all had me live tweeting. I haven't done that in like centuries. It was absolutely incredible. And I am just so excited to be in this place. I love reunion season so much. And it just makes me so happy that we're almost there with Potomac. We're there with Beverly Hills. I'm really excited about that. I wish we had had it in New York, but, you know, we didn't get so lucky.
Mm. I know. That's a real bummer. That was a real... I hate that. I hate that for all of us, especially Ebony.
I would have loved to be able to see what came out of that, because I know that's just material for you. Like, you could have pulled so much from a Roni reunion easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I am even more excited to have spent this time with you, Amy, and to have talked with you. And I really appreciate it. Can you please just indulge everyone and just tell them where they can find you if they're not already following, which they are. But just indulge the people. Where can they find you? Listen to you.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me. That's so nice to connect.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, just follow me on Meet Amy Phillips on Instagram. I'm on TikTok now, Real Amy Phillips. Yes. And I have a show on Sirius XM, Radio Andy. It's every day, Monday through Friday, 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern. Please. And it's called Reality Checked, Channel 102, baby.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on again, Amy.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
And of course, guys, you know where to find me on all the things, at Mixing with Mani, MixingWithMani. As always, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Stay home-ish, or at least stay away from people if you have to. Like, that's a really good idea. Be kind to yourselves and each other. Love you. Bye. For more about me, Bravo, Housewives, pop culture, and so much more, follow me on Instagram at Mixing with Mani, MixingWithMani, so you can keep up with me. And don't forget to also leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you're listening, and rate me and maybe give me 5 stars. Thanks so much. Bye.